The local people serving you with the good stuff, Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads, and Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Credit card debt and home loans could get less expensive after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the first time since 2020. News of the half a percentage point cut was celebrated at the White House.
It's a moment of progress. I think that's how we see this. And also a recognition of how far we have come.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the administration says the U.S. was not involved in the explosions targeting Hezbollah pagers and walkie-talkies across Lebanon. More than 30 people have been killed over the last 2 days. The Teamsters Union will not endorse a presidential candidate this year. Internal polls showed former President Trump as the choice of the union's rank and file. Republicans in Congress, 14 of them, joined with most Democrats to defeat a short-term spending measure. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he thinks a government shutdown will be avoided. This is ABC News. Disgraced movie maker Harvey Weinstein pled not guilty to new sex assault charges in New York. The victim says he attacked her in 2006. It's a scam with a scary name, pig butchering. There's a new push from law enforcement for Congress to put new laws into place as losses mount.
The name references the practice of fattening a pig before slaughter. In this case, Americans who can end up losing their life savings. The fraudsters use dating apps or text messages to strike up a relationship with a victim, and after months of building trust, get them to send money or invest in cryptocurrency schemes. $4 billion was lost to pig butchering crypto scams last year alone.
To ABC's Andrew Fujii, there are new calls in Great Britain to make a pint less of a pint. A pint glass in Britain is 20 ounces. It's 16 in the U.S., and health researchers say smaller glasses could help cut back on beer, since drinkers tend to focus on the number of glasses they drink. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Good morning. 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, it is time for you to get ready to do your little texting fingers a favor. You've got a chance to now text in a word that can get you in the running for the statewide Go for the Green or Gold contest from Civic Media. So here is today's first word of the day. It is democracy. Yeah, I guess you know how to spell it. Otherwise, spell checker will do it too. But anyway, democracy. The go for the gold, green or gold contest. You can text to win through the next couple of weeks. Your chance to get possibly $100 cash or gold jewelry or be in the running for some tickets for the tickets to see the green and gold in December down the stretch. Going toward a big championship this year, maybe. We'll see. Anyway, download the Civic Media app. Find WRCO and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword democracy this hour.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
Today's high 85, partly cloudy and very warm today. Showers and thunderstorms likely by late evening. A few could be heavy, a low of 62. That means I can't leave my stylish wardrobe out on the clothesline overnight tonight. Partly cloudy, still quite warm Friday, a high of 83. Saturday, 82 with a slight chance of rain. Scattered showers likely on Sunday and 70. And cool with a soaking rain likely on Monday with a high of 67. Right now, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 53 in Richland Center. A good morning to do some dancing in the country. This is Tyler Hubbard.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you. But we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside of town where it don't ever close down. No, we never close down. Yeah, we just step. On, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beats, stinging in some red dirt, sweeping all the both feet. Have you in the sunset, Silverado back beach. You never wanna go home and never wanna not be dancing in the country. Dancing in the country. Right, left, you're making me wanna sway. You're making me wanna play some Alabama and Jackson. Got you around my neck. You're making me wanna stay. You're making me wanna lay you down here in the pasture. Yeah, we can two-step. Put your boots on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low. Back beach, you never wanna go home and never.
Looking for family fun this weekend? The 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show is happening Friday and Saturday. Thanks to Chitwood Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, and Jones Chevrolet. You can enjoy rides, food, and the big finale with the Tradesman Band Saturday night. See you there.
Every Sunday I see people filing in through those front doors. Gotta cross up on that steeple. Yeah, it's time to praise the Lord. Some watch it on their TV, just sitting on the couch. Me, I get in my old Bronco and point those headlights out. Oh, ain't got too many miles to go to save my soul. Yeah, I go down and sink my feet in the water and I soak up that sun. And I watch it set. Yeah, I can feel the power of the sun. Nothing that I can't get with. Just think about how small I am in life after we're gone. I'm out here by myself, but I know I'm not alone. Hey, I got all the proof I need, and it sure makes me believe that I go down and sink my feet in the water and I soak up that sun. Yeah.
Brooks Bentley on WRCO Radio and an American Girl, 717 the time. We'll see what old Hank Bray is up to in just a little bit here today. We're at 53 degrees in Richland Center and enjoying, well, you know, the last official days of summer. Looks like maybe some rain on the way, which we can use. And then cooler temperatures in the upper 60s, so about 20 degrees cooler for the start of the week. But then by the middle of next week in that extended forecast, we're back up there in the low 70s, which is really good weather for this time of year.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
A few things to celebrate today, including International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr! Yeah, so you can do that today. Also, Meow Like a Pirate Day. I'll have to see if our cat Annie wants to do that. It's National Butterscotch Pudding Day. I can deal with that. That sounds pretty good. And it's Free Queso Day, observed the third Thursday in September each year.
Through the generous support of the River Valley community and its dedicated fans, the Booster Club has been successful in fulfilling requests for everyday team needs for the athletic and FFA programs. Recent contributions include huddle and crossover film service for basketball, volleyball, and the WrestleBackers, boys basketball uniforms, scoreboards for the middle and high schools, and rental of an LED board and clocks for the cross-country invite. By fulfilling these requests, the Booster Club is able to enhance the district sports program. Go River Valley!
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
You bet. The contest going on this hour. You have until 8 o'clock to text the word democracy for your chance to win some great prizes.
It's almost time for Apple Fest in Gays Mills, happening the last full weekend in September. Get together with friends and family for fun, good food, music, and the big parade on Sunday. Visit Main Street, where you'll find vendors, live music, food, and fun for all ages. At the county fairgrounds, there's the Carnival Flea Market Arts and Crafts Show that will feature nearly 100 vendors, offering antiques, crafts, collectibles, and fabulous food. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 27th through the 29th. Apple Fest in Gays Mills.
Every family is touched in some way by memory loss. September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinic's Geriatric Assessment Clinic would like to recognize the patients and families in our community who are on this challenging journey. You are not alone. Our clinic offers assessments that can identify the early signs of this disease and provides treatment options and other resources that can slow cognitive decline and support patients and families. Reach out to learn more.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Ride them in, Phil. Ride them in.
Here he is.
How you doing, buddy?
Too bad, Hankster.
Yep. You're goofing off like normal.
No, not usually. We got a few irons in the fire today.
Just a few.
Just a few.
Yeah, I was in early, and you were already busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were in. I was kind of surprised. Either that or you slept here. I wasn't sure, but you were.
You didn't hear me snoring on the way in.
No, I didn't.
I was here at 5:30, Phil.
You came wallering in.
Well, mallering in.
Wallering, no. My mom used to use that. Oh, you wallered in at midnight.
Finally.
No wonder. You're tired today, mister. You know, I'll probably say that later.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
No wonder you're tired today, mister. Anyway, the National Toy Hall of Fame is floating the idea of inducting balloons. Oh. They're among the 12 finalists being considered for the honor later this year, alongside other first-time contenders, including the trampoline and the party game Apples to Apples.
Never played that.
Haven't you? Mm-mm. I think that was produced in Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken. I know.
You think it might be from Oakwood?
Tri-Bond was. I think Apples to Apples was as well, or from the same company. No, I don't think from Oakwood. Also nominated are the Choose Your Own Adventure game books, Hess Toy Trucks. Is that Adam Hess Toy Trucks?
You can only have three or less.
Yep. My Little Pony, Phase 10, the Pokemon trading card game. Do you ever get into that?
No.
Remote-controlled vehicles. Do you ever have one of those?
Remote control vehicles?
Yeah.
It didn't last long on the farm.
Never did very well.
But we have some young men from basketball high school. You know, I live right by the school. They have some serious, serious remote tour cars over there. And they just, boom! I mean, you can hear them. I think they're gas powered.
They can, yeah, exactly.
And they hum.
Yeah, they do move.
So I was trying to hit it with my car the other day.
Probably couldn't catch it.
No.
It's best if you have a paved surface, you know, like you say, back on the farm, gravel and stuff didn't really work very well. Let's see. What else? Sequence.
Love that game.
The Stick Horse, which I can't believe the Stick Horse isn't in there. And Transformers, a panel of expert judges in the political vote on which the finalists will be into the Toy Hall of Fame in November. So there you go.
Well, maybe we can play one of those games, Phil.
Oh, I'd love to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sequence. I'm pretty good at Sequence.
Sequence, Sequence. You got to have a pretty good memory, short memory on that one, right?
No, it's a board game. It's kind of a neat game. Once you get it out, I can explain it to you.
Oh, okay.
Do you have it in the back? Or?
I don't know. It seems like we may have played that one time or another. Mm. But it takes
it
a little
bit.
It can
be a long game.
It takes a little bit to... it's hard for me to learn new games.
I think we should play Monopoly, just an ongoing game of Monopoly.
Every day play Monopoly?
Yeah, play. Everybody gets a roll.
Leave it set up in here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I think Mr. Adam Hess would probably take the money out of it, though.
He might.
He'd probably be the banker.
He probably would. Yeah. I like Monopoly, but it does. It takes a long time. I kind of lose interest after a little bit.
Like 4 hours?
Yeah. After. And it's hard to remember, you know, what you've owned, too. You know, like you land on my space, and then I forget to tell you that you owe for rent for my hotel and all that stuff. And like, oh, I've missed it.
That's how you get people out of the game.
I know. I don't pay enough attention.
So big weekend for fantasy football lovers, you know, here at WRCO. Granny Joanne is going down.
Is she? Do you think I should start Jordan Love?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Who's your other option?
Dak Prescott.
Who's your other option?
The Wire.
I would definitely go to The Wire.
You would? No. Yeah. Prescott's getting a lot of points. Nope. He's not been my problem. My problem is everybody else.
Kyler Murray's available now.
Is he?
Yep.
I think Aaron Rodgers is available on the waiver wire, too. So
I don't like you playing quarterbacks on Thursday night. No. I don't know why. I don't like so. Anyway, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we were talking about the game tonight with the Patriots and the Jets. And they go, can two teams lose that? Please, because they didn't like either.
Either team?
No.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well,
hey, did you know that Lindsay Lindbergh, shows no mercy when it comes to apples? Lindbergh set the record for most apples crushed with a bicep in 1 minute by smashing 10 apples I mean, that's
with a bicep. Man, you got to have one to smash it though.
She's got a crush on you, Phil.
She does?
Yep, that's what it says. I've got a crush on you.
I've got a crush on you.
Yeah, and then crushes 10 apples.
Ha. Huh.
Pretty impressive.
That is impressive. Mm-hmm. David Rush is back in the news. Did you hear about that?
He probably busted his own balloon, Phil.
Yeah, he did. He was on Live with Kelly and Mark and broke the Guinness record for punching 600 balloons in 1 minute. He recently set the record at 327, set up 630 on the set of ABC's talk show, and he managed to burst 600 of them with his boxing gloves in the allotted time. Wow.
Wow.
You know, I've not seen it, but, you know, balloons will move if you punch them. So you must have to really be quick on the draw.
I wonder if there's something in his glove you can pop them.
I don't think that'd be allowed by the Guinness folks. Pretty sure it wouldn't.
I don't know.
Huh.
A good memory, Philip, something that you and I both are lacking.
I have it for certain things. I remember the wrong things.
Yes. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm. It is.
A good memory is a wonderful thing, and Canadian Dave Farrow's memory is better than good. After seeing them only once, Farrow memorized the order of 59 separate packs of cards, setting the record for the most decks of playing cards memorized in a single setting. The attempt took 4 hours and 58 minutes and 20 seconds.
Ah.
Think about that.
Yeah, that's
impressive.
That is really impressive.
Or a lot of good luck. He should get a lottery ticket.
I have a hard time remembering one. If somebody does a card trick and they're like, pick a card, remember what card it is.
Oh, my God. Can I take a picture of this?
Exactly. Yeah. After they put it back in the deck, I'm like, what was that?
What was that again? Whatever he pulls out, just say yes.
Yeah, exactly.
or say no.
Was that your card? Yeah, it was.
It is now. Well, it better not be because that's not the one I'm wanting to show you.
Right.
Super Bendy, mind-bending, Super Bending, Linnell Fanaco from the Philippines in the UK is a world record holder for the most body revolutions, maintaining a chest stand, completing 29 in 60-second time. That is amazing. So she stands up.
Okay.
And then turns her body all the way around, so her back is against her legs.
So she arches her back.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and makes a revolution of 29 times in 60 seconds.
So she leans back and then kicks over the top, lands on her feet. Is
no,
that what you're saying?
No.
I don't
She
get
just
it.
See how she's standing? So she look like a person standing up, and then she can lean. She can actually have her back. She looks like a backwards bow or a U.
Bo Hendrix?
No, not Bo Hendrix.
Okay.
Like a U. Like you stand up and then you lean all the way back that you can.
All right. Oh, okay.
But she has so much limber that she can take her head and hit her back of her legs.
And then stand up and do it again? Is that what you're saying?
And then turn in circles for 29.
Oh, turn in circles.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Get dizzy?
Oh, I'd be done.
Yeah. Wouldn't take much.
You know, another amazing record is your pins.
My pins?
Yeah.
The same one as yesterday.
I'm missing one.
Well, I haven't taken any out
of your... I'm just saying, I've still got my Tootsie Roll and my Smarties.
Uh-huh.
You need a couple today?
No. Well, maybe. That's kind of amazing that stayed in here around this this group of folks, you know, that candy stayed in here.
I know. I don't think Adam Hess has been here yet, though.
No.
He'll probably take, like, two.
Not till Saturday.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? But he can only have three.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Smarties?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he would need any with this group.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
Where are you at tonight there?
I'm in Potosi tonight.
Wow.
Where are you at?
I am in Richland Center. Mm. Soccer tonight, actually.
Oh, so, okay. Good for you.
Good one, yeah.
Now, when they scored, do they go, go?
Not quite like that.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I do say goal, I think, but not
quite. And that's like a goal that. For the
round. That's a goal. Yeah, that would be a goal. Yeah. And
the kick to the center, down to the right side.
Yeah. Bueller.
Bueller. Philip. So do you know who you're playing for fantasy football tonight?
I am playing Chris Simonson.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
He's tough.
Is he tough?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The maestro.
Who's going to be 0-3 after the weekend?
Probably
Phil?
Me.
It's either you or me, buddy.
Yep. I went out and found some more players, but it just doesn't.
Yeah, it says I'm going to beat Granny by 6 points.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But it won't happen.
I was favored in both of my first two games.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Without question.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They're underperforming, you know? I'm going to call up the Chiefs and say, throw the ball to Kelce. What's going on here?
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
You know, because you last have, time I looked on Sunday and it was the third quarter and he had 0 points. I'm like, what are you doing?
It's crazy. Isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. And do I dump Kelce? I mean, he's one of the, he's
no,
the
big, I would not. Dump
he's the
Kelce.
Biggest name tight end, but all these tight ends are supposed to score a lot more points than him.
But it depends. I honestly look at that if what kind of defense they're running against them. If they're blitzing and stuff, your tight ends are going to get some points.
Right. Well.
So you know the best defense around, if they're playing a weaker team, you might want to pick up their tight end because they're going to be doing a lot of tight end dumps just to get rid of the football.
I still think we need to go with fantasy bowling from the Phoenix Center and Richland Center, you know, take some of the bowlers and, Hey, I got Greg Shep this week. I'm going to start him.
I would take Trayton.
Yeah, I would take Trayton. Probably.
When it comes, we could go fantasy golf for the high school.
Yeah.
I'll take Trayton. Turn Trayton.
Quail Run just ended the season. We could have done it too.
But could have had something.
I'd be better off just taking some local camp, local league. But
what about Church League softball next year?
Church League softball. That's
where you get the players. They're in or out. Have a report on it.
Right. Yep.
And then fantasy league for Church League softball. Hey, that'd actually kind of be kind of fun.
The wheels are turning.
Yeah, they're turning of something up there, buddy.
Exactly. But there'd be controversy because what some think is a hit is not necessarily a hit.
Correct.
You know, if it's dropped in the outfield or something like that, they'd call that a hit. And I'd be like, wait a minute. You know?
No, not cool.
No. So I think there'd be some controversy in Church League softball.
No, you think?
Maybe. Anyway.
You don't want someone with speed. Hey, one more. The largest electric toothbrush, Philip.
Yeah?
6 feet and 7 inches tall.
That person had a big mouth.
It would definitely fit ours.
Have a good one there.
See you, buddy. Be kind.
You bet.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Some notes from this day in history. It was 1958. Elvis Presley set sail for Germany, where he would serve a tour of duty for the U.S. Army. It was also in 1981, singers Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel reunited for a free concert in New York Central Park. 1989, the Library of Congress established the first 25 of 75 films named to the new National Film Registry. They were among the first, Gone with the Wind, The Maltese Falcon, and Citizen Kane. Birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes going out today for, first of all, Cora Michelle Payne and also Henry Cupp from the Richland Center Primary School. Greetings to Kendall Ramsden from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Caleb John Harris from Little Willow Birthday Club. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Kendall Ramsden and Leonard Fry. From the Richland Center Lions, happy birthday Laura Waldsmith, Weston Sage, Deb Gaines, and Wesley Keller. Happy wishes as well today to Leonard Fry and Rick Orsburn from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions today with wishes for Larry Cooper, Henry Cupp, Jesse Fox Kinney, also to Damian Keenitz, Jennifer Venglish, Autumn Robb, and Deb Schwingel, Todd Varney, Heather Wirtz, and Josh Martin. Happy anniversary, Bill and Carol Bartlett, and also to Chris and Haley Hinkle. Happy anniversary wishes. Happy birthday today to Robin Julie Matthews, a.k.a. RJ. We hope your day is as special as you are. From Pete, Robin, Lynn, Hunter, Brittany, John, JB, and Austin. And to Robin Julie Matthews, a.k.a. RJ, you've always been my best friend. Have a wonderful day. From Jodini. Happy birthday, Caleb Harris from Five Points Lutheran Church. Mason Brownlee from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Dakota Wiedenfeld, happy birthday from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Landon Kenyon, have a great day. Good luck at your football game tonight. Love from Dad, Mom, Peyton, and Carson. Happy birthday to Paul Denman from Barb. Check that. Happy anniversary to Paul Denman from Barb. To the Denmans, Paul and Barb, have a great day. Congrats from Willow Valley United Methodist Church on your special day celebrating there. And best wishes to the neighbors. Hope you have a great anniversary. Wishes as well to Mark and Rochelle Schmidt from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. To Ron and Kim Steiner, enjoy your day. Love you from Mom Tony. And happy anniversary, Jordan and Patty Andrada from Grandma and Grandpa Olson.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Joanne has the news coming up here on a 55-degree Thursday morning. Back in baby's arms. This is Phil Lee, hoping you have an awesome day. We'll talk to you real soon on the radio. Keep listening for your chance to win. We're giving away some Brewer tickets next hour. Stay tuned. This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 55 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, and the Philbeck family of dealerships. Partly cloudy and very warm today with a high of 85. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely by late evening. A few could be heavy with a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 52, we're up to 55 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A state appeals court will hear the effort by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to get off Wisconsin's presidential ballot. The three-judge Second District Court of Appeals has accepted Kennedy's appeal of a Dane County judge's Monday ruling that keeps his name on the ballot in November. Kennedy has been trying to get his name removed from ballots in swing states, including Wisconsin, since suspending his campaign and endorsing Donald Trump in August. Today is the deadline for local clerks to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested them. The court directed Kennedy to file a brief by 11 with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, required to file a response by 11 tomorrow morning. Under the court's order, Kennedy will have until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to file a response to the Elections Commission's brief. There is a new sickle cell treatment for children at Children's Wisconsin. The newly FDA-approved treatment is called Casgevy and works by adding a gene that makes fetal hemoglobin, which reduces the clinical effects of sickle cell disease. Before this new gene therapy was approved, the typical treatment could include daily oral medication and a bone marrow transplant, in addition to transfusions to remove excess iron from the blood. The Children's Wisconsin program currently provides care for about 400 children living with sickle cell disease. Physicians estimate that the new treatment will include a 2-month stay. Sepsis kills at least 1.7 million adults in the United States each year, and that number is rising. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
September is Sepsis Awareness Month, with healthcare professionals working to educate people on the signs of sepsis. D.O. Chad Radke is an emergency physician at Aspirus Health. He explained that sepsis results from an infection that the body struggles to combat.
Sepsis often presents, particularly in patients who are over 65, as weakness, or chills, or fever, or fatigue, or sleepiness.
He said early intervention is key.
The urinary infection, the cough, skin pain or redness, and I think the important thing is to act early when you see those.
Recognizing symptoms early and seeking prompt medical care can make a vital difference in preventing severe outcomes.
Wisconsin state funding for public universities is 43rd in the nation. Governor Tony Evers calls that nickel and diming and is proposing an $800 million increase in Universities of Wisconsin system funding as part of his next budget. During a back-to-school stop at UW-Madison Wednesday, the Democratic governor said he'll work with Wisconsin legislature to pass the funding. Evers said he thinks there will be more lawmakers in the next legislative session who understand the importance of the UW system and the state's economy. Evers said the latest enrollment numbers showing a slight overall increase give him optimism about the future of the Universities of Wisconsin. The Ithaca School District will be holding an informational session tonight. Residents of the Ithaca School District will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot in November. That question will ask the voters to authorize the Ithaca School District to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. To inform residents about the referendum, the Ithaca School District will be holding community informational meetings concerning the upcoming referendum. An informational session will be held tonight at 7 at the Lloyd Community Center. American teachers make 26% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study from the Center on Economic Policy Research. Author Sylvia Algretto says she's worried about attracting and retaining teachers.
There's not going to be one way to do this, but it is definitely going to take federal, state, and local government effort.
The study finds Wisconsin teachers made 24% less than other college grads last year.
Are we able to retain the teachers that are already in the profession? And how are we going to attract and retain future students of today to choose teaching as a profession?
UW-Madison has broken its enrollment record again. The university has more than 51,700 students this semester. That's 1,000 more students than last year, and it's enough to offset declines around the rest of the UW system. Enrollment rose in the UW system as a whole, but that's because of the increase in Madison. Last year was the first system-wide enrollment growth since 2014. Meanwhile, the university has officially launched its search for its next police chief. A 14-person panel will lead the search that includes faculty, students, and members of the community. The chief works on policies to keep students and staff safe on campus. Former Chief Kristen Romans resigned in February. Investigations later showed she didn't disclose a relationship with a subordinate and she misused her squad car. Staff are hoping to hire a new permanent replacement by the spring 2025 semester. Katrina Bauer, the mother of Elijah Vu, released a statement through her attorney following the news that her son's remains had been found. Amber Gratz, Bauer's attorney, said, quote, "She continued to have hope that her little boy would be found alive. At this time, she is mourning the loss of her son." Bauer is being held in Manitowoc County Jail on charges of felony child neglect and obstructing the police. Elijah's remains were found September 7th on private property in Manitowoc County. About 25 children and adults have been injured after a wagon carrying them overturned at a western Wisconsin apple orchard. Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes says the children, parents, and chaperones were on a field trip to the orchard in Lafayette when one of two wagons, being pulled by a tractor, turned sideways and rolled over Wednesday morning. Hakes says the tractor was traveling at a low speed when the wagon rolled while going downhill. Three people suffered critical injuries, while injuries to five others were considered serious. Authorities didn't say how many of the injured were children. The elementary school-aged children attend a school in Eau Claire. It's National Farm Safety and Health Week. Farm equipment is large and slow on the road. Heavy equipment like tractors and are responsible for most farm injuries. Roadway safety is the focus this week to promote safety and health on the farm. A pre-trip inspection is important. This includes checking tire inflation, properly securing loads, and making sure you have safety equipment, including fire extinguishers and a first aid kit. A slow-moving vehicle sign helps with visibility. The Wisconsin State Patrol began conducting special traffic enforcement patrols on the Madison Beltline in April in an effort to prevent risky driving behaviors that can lead to serious injury and fatal crashes. As a result, the Wisconsin State Patrol conducted over 800 traffic stops, resulting in over 1,400 citations and warnings on the Beltline, with some stops producing multiple violations. Officers participated in special Beltline enforcement patrols over the course of 50 days, focusing on the highest traffic times, which most often coincided with the morning and afternoon commute. The posted speed limit on the Beltline is 55 miles per hour. Approximately 1 in 4 speed citations issued on the Beltline this summer were due to a driver going 80 miles per hour or more. Traffic crashes are more dangerous and can be deadly when they involve excessive speeds or other reckless behaviors. In addition, approximately 30 drivers were cited for operating while intoxicated. The Wisconsin State Patrol will maintain their presence on the Beltline and will continue to work with partner law enforcement agencies to strengthen their efforts to prevent risky driving in the area. This is Child Passenger Safety Week. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation encourages all families to take this time to review best practices to keep your child safe. When a car seat is installed and used correctly, it can reduce the risk of death in a crash by as much as 71%, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Protect children with the right seat as they grow. Approximately half of all car seats are not correctly installed, according to data from NHTSA. Choosing the right car seat for the child's age and size and following the installation instructions in the car seat manual and vehicle owner's manual will help keep your child safe. National Seat Check Saturday is September 21st. Certified child passenger safety technicians will be available in communities across Wisconsin to demonstrate how to use car seats, booster seats, and seat belts correctly. The Viola Horse and Colt Show will be held this Friday and Saturday in Viola. The annual event has been held for many years with a lot to offer for those who attend. The event gets underway Friday evening at 6 with judging and various activities on the ground. Also Friday, the truck and tractor pull begins.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Thursday, September 19th. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Casanova, died September 9th after a battle with lung cancer. A private memorial service will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family would appreciate donations to aid with medical expenses. Donations may be made through the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Casanova. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville, died last Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Mel B. Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Burial will be at the Bosque Bell Cemetery. Friends may call at the Mel B. Funeral Home and Crematory Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died August 31st at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died July 30th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to grace in Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosque Bell, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. It's currently 56 degrees at 8 o'clock.